kicking things off today with a conversation about county populations. Many folks might not be aware of this, but we are still getting information released from the 2020 census. And the most recent batch of data shared is how populations have already changed since that census was completed, projections of those populations. And in North Carolina, we are expecting and believe to be continuing to see the growth reported we saw back in 2020. Joining me on the phone to start off our show today and to talk about this a little bit more is Rebecca Tippett, who's the founding director of Carolina Demography. You can find their work at ncdemography.org. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us on 97.9 The Hill.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Carolina Demography just put out a study talking about the 2021 county population estimates. To start, could you explain how these estimates are helpful to people like Carolina Demography and local governments and stuff like that? I mean, I imagine some folks may be like, well, we just got a headcount during the 2020 census. What's the use of getting estimates of a population just 1 year after that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So populations are growing and changing all the time, and the estimates are using data on things like vital statistics, so births and deaths, and migration, using indicators from places like the IRS and change of address to understand kind of how population is growing and changing in the years since the census, because this ends up being the benchmark for a lot of things that we rely on to make decisions. So the population estimates anchor the American Community Survey when we're talking about calculating things like vital rates, like COVID incidence rates, or maybe birth rates, you know, like how much of a disease exposure is in a community in a given year. We need to use the right denominator, right? Or we're dividing by the right population. So the population estimates go into that. And then there's a whole host of funding programs, both at the state, local, and that federal level, that are going to be derived from the population estimates or some other survey that might be relying on them as a kind of a weighting mechanism. So they're really important, you know, population estimates produced by the state demographer, which are different than the ones produced by the Census Bureau, for example, go into things like Powell Bill funding, which allocates money to municipalities for roads, right? So they're really important. And one of the things that we saw is that North Carolina kind of continued to grow since the 2020 census. But, you know, that rate was about 112,000 people over that 15-month period. But the patterns of growth were a little different than we'd historically seen leading up to the 2020 census.
Got it. And so with all of that in mind, when it comes to these most recent population estimates for the last year, what were some of the takeaways that Carolina Demography had when looking at North Carolina specifically?
So one of the things that we saw was, you know, much slower growth in our urban cores than we had seen kind of leading up to 2020. And we're not certain if this is a new growth pattern or if this is really capturing kind of the impact of COVID, right? Because the 2020 census, that's anchored on April 1st, 2020. So we're right in the very heart of that first month of COVID impacting the United States. And then these are population estimates for July 1st, 2021. So it's really capturing the population dynamics in that first 15 months during the COVID-19 pandemic. And what we saw was we had much faster growth rates in kind of suburban or exurban counties. So places that maybe are not as dense may have, may offer some different opportunities in terms of living. We also saw like slightly faster growth rates in what are traditionally kind of high amenity, more rural areas like the mountains and parts of the coast, which is consistent potentially with this idea that people wanted to get a little bit more space, you know, during the pandemic. Also the fact that people were possibly remote working a little bit more, so they weren't having to make trade-offs with commuting. But the other factor here that we saw was we also saw over the past 2 years, home prices really escalated quite significantly. And we saw that happen really significantly in places like Mecklenburg and Wake. And so we have short supply of housing and increasing home prices. So again, those suburban and exurban areas offer possibly a more affordable price point for some families that even though prices were also increasing there, they were still more affordable for people to move. So there's a lot of things going on. I think we'll be unpacking the data for a while, but that's the big picture thing we saw. And in Orange County, we got really negligible growth. We got essentially flat rate of growth over the time period. We didn't see population loss. We're talking it's just a couple hundred new people estimated to be added. Durham County, similarly, very small rates of growth. In the Triangle region, Chatham had the largest growth, followed by Wake, among those kind of four core counties that are in your listening region.
Once again, we're speaking with Rebecca Tippett. ncdemography.org is the website for Carolina Demography, and we're talking about their most recent report, kind of breaking down the 2021 county county population estimates that are based on what we know from the 2020 census. And you mentioned that slow growth for Orange and Durham County, bigger growth for Wake and Durham. Of course, that's within the last year. I imagine that fits with the trends that we have seen kind of from the 2010 census to the 2020 census in that big jump, right, of the general population trends when it comes to our community.
A little bit. So what was really unusual there was that Durham, for example, had significant growth between 2010 and 2020, as had, for example, Mecklenburg. But in the 2020 through 2021 time period, both of those communities actually had very slow growth. They grew slower than the state overall, which, and in fact, both Durham and Mecklenburg had kind of net out migration, net domestic out migration, so meaning more kind of people moving out to another county or state than moving in, which is an unusual pattern for those communities. And again, maybe consistent with that kind of short housing supply really kind of heated up, overheated housing market. We did not see that happen quite as much in Wake. Wake still had really strong growth. So that's where I'm seeing kind of these patterns are, some of them are kind of consistent with what we saw going into the coming out of the census, and some of them are really potentially, strongly influenced by COVID, and it's going to take us a few more years to see whether this has lingering impact or if we rebound to kind of that growth pattern prior to 2020.
We have just a few minutes left, so my final questions here are there any other interesting trends that jump out that people might not necessarily think of when it comes to the county population estimates, either whether that's migration or the death rate, birth rate? And also, is there any other chunk of information we're still waiting on from the 2020 census that's important to Carolina demography?
Yeah, so I think with respect to the population estimates, one thing to really underscore is that at the state level, for the first time ever, really, North Carolina had what's called natural decrease, where we had more deaths as a state than we had births. And this is reflecting kind of population aging, but it's also reflecting the increase in mortality from the pandemic, as well as the decreased fertility that happened. So fewer births were happening as well during the pandemic. So again, we're expecting to see that potentially be a factor in slower population growth going forward. But you know, the pandemic really complicated that. And we had 84 counties that had more deaths than births. So again, really unusual time for many counties in our state. That's a first for most of them, for many of them. Going forward from the census, we're still waiting for quite a bit of detail. We're still waiting for information on the detailed age breakdown, so age and sex information, anything on housing units or household size and kind of family composition. And as of right now, we actually don't know the release date for that data. The big factors that I think communities should know about is, you know, the census challenge process. There's going to be a new challenge process that's going to allow for kind of improvements in the census base count for group quarters, so communities that maybe had concerns about dormitories or nursing homes or places getting potentially not fully counted because of the impact of COVID on the data collection are going to have an opportunity to revise those counts through this program. We're still waiting on some of the guidance that should be released in June. That's, I think, something that people should really pay attention to if they're concerned about the counts in their community. But in terms of the detailed data itself, that's going to be later this year or early 2023.
Well, there's no doubt that data like this is a fascinating way to take a look at a snapshot of not only our community, but our state and country as well. And if you want to check out some of their great work, including their breakdown of the 2021 county population estimates, be sure to head to their website, ncdemography.org. That is UNC's Carolina Demography. Rebecca Tippett, the founding director of Carolina Demography, thank you again for taking the time, and we hope to be checking in with you again sometime soon on a new study.
Thanks, Brighton. Have a great day.